Oh, hey, bud. Sorry, did I wake you? I could barely sleep. Today is a pretty tragic day for me. You'd think that I'd be happier with it only being less than a week away from Christmas, but I can't do it. I can't muster up any smiles. Not today. Did I ever tell you this story? It was a little bit before we met. Okay, well, come on. Sit down. I'll tell you what's been going on with me. And I'll try to make it quick so you can get back to bed. Thank God that class is over.
Hey, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Shut up, Elio.
Hey, I don't really feel like going to next period. How about we head up to the roof instead?
Ooh, do you have the good stuff?
Have I ever let you down?
And that's why you're my best friend.
Such a beautiful day.
Look at the city. Wow.
Feels wrong to be cooped up in a classroom on a day like this.
I'd agree with you if it wasn't so chilly. I miss summer.
Me too. This summer was the best one of my whole entire life. We just ran wild across this whole town. And man, those midnight drives. They were the best. I think my new Stevie Nicks CD is completely worn out.
When we're done with high school, we can have all of that for the rest of our lives.
I hope so. One more year until we say goodbye to the education system for good. The day I take my last test is the day I finally become a man. I will not miss the lectures I get from my mom and dad once a new report card comes through the mail. Oh, I have a meeting to ask. How are rehearsals for the ballet going?
Pretty good. I'm still a little pissed Joe McGarry got the part of the Nutcracker Prince over me, though. I got stuck with the stupid Rat King.
Eh, so what? You have to wear a different pair of tights. What's the difference?
I so deserve that role over Joe. I had to brown-nose Mrs. Lawson so much for that part. Not only that, but I'm so totally a better dancer.
Maybe she gave you that part because of your brown-nosing. Besides, you're just jealous of Joe. You've always loved being the center of attention.
Ugh, I so do not. Well, maybe a little.
You need your own show. We can title it Just Dustin. It'll be a hit.
As long as you'll be my sidekick.
Sidekick? Nah, not really my thing. I'll come and perform some tracks off my new album, though. If I have the time.
How is that coming along?
My music? Pretty sweet, actually. I just finished a song about Christmas. I'll play it for you later. Here you go, fine sir. Here's your one-way ticket to the clouds.
It's like people say, you're a bad influence on me, Elio. I tell ya.
Oh yeah? People only say that because they don't know about that dirty mouth of yours. And I'm not just talking about what you say, either.
Dude, I thought that was just our secret.
Relax. Nobody can hear us. Dustin. Sweet, sweet, beautiful Dustin.
I like it when you play with my hair.
I do too.
Look, Elio, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while.
Is this going where I think it is?
Maybe. I feel so happy when I'm with you.
Me too, Dustin. Go on.
It's just that, fuck it. I think I'm in love with you.
Ah, fuck.
I'm sorry. Just forget I said anything. It's dumb.
No, Dustin, it's fine. I think I'm in love with you, too.
What? Really?
Of course I fucking do. You make my heart so full. What's so annoying is that I love everything about you. I love your mind, your voice, your face, your beautiful face, your smell, your presence, your outlook on life.
Elio, I'm confused. What's wrong?
That's what's wrong. I'm in love with you. I don't want you to get caught up in my shit. I'm not good for you. Hell, I even stop you from going to class. And I can't be in love with a guy. That's not me. I'm straight. My parents would kill me. You too, probably.
I don't know what to say.
You don't need to say anything. It's not your fault. Those few times that we, you know, I thought that it was just a little fun. Ah, fuck.
I'm really sorry.
You know what? Fuck this. I need to get the hell out of here. Fuck the school, fuck the teachers, fuck society for making me worry about having the love of my life be a man, and fuck God for making me so fucked in the head that I can't sit still in class. Fuck it all.
Hey, Elio, come on now.
I have to leave this place. For good.
Where will you go?
I'm gonna hit the road and not look back. There are hundreds of adventures I've not had yet.
How will you get food or money for gas or anything? Just calm down. You're getting a little too carried away with all of this.
Come with me, Dustin. I swear, I'll take care of you. We can make a life together. Just me and you.
Don't say that. You know I want that.
Then do it. Join me. Who's gonna stop us?
I don't know. I have family here. My whole life is here.
Just think about it, okay? Ugh, fuck, my head is all over the place. I might head home, actually. Sorry to cut this short. I know we have a lot to talk about. I'll tell the nurse I feel sick.
All right. Don't run away without giving me a chance to say goodbye.
I won't. I wouldn't do that to you. We'll talk later.
Come to the cafe in a bit. My dad is busy, so he's putting me in charge.
Got it.
What a day.
Hey there, sorry to bother you, but are you Dustin Valentine?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Glenn Danvers.
Glenn Danvers, where have I heard that name before?
I'm from the Rising Star Dance Company downtown. I just wanted to say that I loved your performance in that independent production of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, wow, thanks. I don't normally get compliments in public like this.
Are you coming to the tryouts next week?
Tryouts? What do you mean?
Rising Star is looking for some new dancers. I'm surprised nobody told you. Someone like you would have no trouble getting through to the final round.
Wow. Rising Star? All of the best dancers come from you guys. This could be huge. I'll definitely check this out.
Here's my card. You can email me and I'll send you over the details. Sorry I can't stay and chat. I can see my train pulling in. See you later, Dustin.
Well, this sure does complicate a lot of things.
Dustin!
Oh, hey. I'm about to close up. We can hang out for a bit, though.
Great. Wow, it's quiet in here. The snow's really coming down out there. It's freezing.
Yep. A guy came up to me in the train station today.
What did he say?
He recognized me from that show I did over the summer.
That Romeo and Juliet one?
That's the one. He was from Rising Star. They've got tryouts next week.
That could be big for you, huh?
It could be, yeah.
Look, we left things off in a weird place earlier.
We sure did.
We barely even talked about this.
You've been on my mind all day.
I wanted to ask you something. Will you be my boyfriend? Gosh, I didn't ever expect those words to come out of my mouth.
Me neither. And of course, I'll be your boyfriend.
Perfect. We'll have to keep it on the down low for a while, though. Ah, Dustin, seeing you there makes me so happy. Come here. Like that?
I like that a lot.
Want to go on a road trip this weekend? Just me and you. Maybe that'll change your mind about the whole running away thing.
You're serious about that? I thought that was just the rage talking.
Yeah, I'm serious. I think it'd be great.
I told you, I can't. I have a life here. Especially now that Rising Star is in the picture.
I can make a better life for you.
Elio.
Dustin. I'm not gonna make you decide now. But think about it, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me help you close this place up.
He was my first kiss. He was a lot of firsts. Elio was a damn good kisser. I've dated a few guys and girls since, and nobody was as passionate with me as Elio was. That was true love. I just knew that. Never felt that way before or since. What a feeling, eh? When I tell you this guy was beautiful, I mean it. He stopped traffic. But not just on the outside, no. He just lit up the whole room with his laughter. You two would have loved each other.
Hey, Dustin. Don't fall asleep. Stay up a bit and keep me company.
We've been driving so long.
I know what'll wake you up. There's a roadside fun fair down the road. Let's stop off.
Thank God we wrapped up. How is that guy wearing a tank top?
Not a lot of people here. It's nice to have this place for just the two of us.
Oh my God. We should go on the Ferris wheel. That's such a couple-y thing to do.
That's right. We're a couple now. Let's hope this is not the last couple-y thing we do on this trip.
Wow. I can see for miles. This empty countryside horizon is stunning.
Wow. Fireworks! This is perfect. Maybe this is a sign.
A sign of what?
A sign that we'll have a great trip. Fuck! How did we run out of gas?
For real? We're kind of in the middle of nowhere here.
I don't know what to do. Fuck!
The snow is coming down so hard. It's practically a blizzard.
The gas station isn't that far away. I'm gonna go get some help. Stay here.
You're crazy. It's so dark out. Let me come with you.
Dustin, please. I'm gonna be right back. Stay with our bags. We don't want everything to be stolen. There's some blankets in the back. Keep yourself warm. I promise. I'm going to take care of you, no matter what.
I love you.
Love you too, nerd.
Love you too, nerd. Those were his last words to me. He never came back. He promised me he'd say goodbye.
They're ready for you when you are. Are you all right?
I'm ready.
Is something wrong? Dustin, is everything okay?
No, everything isn't okay.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. My boyfriend is out there missing, and it's all my fault. I let him go to freeze to death. I've had countless people tell me that he's probably dead. And if that's true, I don't know how I'll live with myself. He said he was going to do anything in his power to protect me. I sat in that car alone for hours. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, there was a farmer standing outside my window looking at me. We should have been in a hotel bed together with some more adventures ahead of us. His parents are devastated. I bet they hate me. I just want Elio to come home. I love him so much. I was his for a hot second, and then God took him away from me. I may never hear his voice again, and that ruins me. I've lost such a huge part of my life. He was my everything. We did everything together. Everything. He's the most supportive of any wacky idea I have. And now what? I have nothing left.
I'll tell them he'll be a minute.
I did the audition. They didn't ever call me back. It wasn't right. I wasn't ready for that. That was the worst Christmas of my life. They found his body on the roadside. I can't even say what happened to him without being reduced to tears. The cold conditions left him unrecognizable. His parents had to identify him. That is one sight nobody should ever have to see. The snow is beautifully perfect. No footprints. You'd think more people would have been here already to pay respects on this day. This place is so far away from everything. It's so tranquil. The sight of the white chapel against the blue sky and blankets of snow is quite striking. What do you think? He would have loved seeing this. Elio Francis Kyle, born July 11th, 1976. Died on December 23rd, 1994. A glorious son, brother, and friend. May he rest in peace. It's cold out here. Maybe we should go inside the chapel. Say a prayer or two. It might be useless, but hope is powerful. All alone, this place is beautiful. A cruel, hopeless existence. He never had the life he wanted. What is left without that hope? There's nothing. It has been broken, hasn't it? We've seen some things. I needed you to come into my life so much. Japan, Spain, Wyoming. We've literally been across the multiverse together. I feel the end of something is near. I'm not quite sure what.
Run away with me, Dustin.
Wait, what?
Come away with me.
Elio? Is that you? Partner, can you see him too?
Oh, Dustin.
Where?
I had to go away. I'm sorry.
Are you real or not? Elio, please be real.
I am real, Dustin.
Don't do this to me.
Dustin.
Don't fucking do this to me, okay? Can you see him too? Partner, can you see him too?
I can't stay here for long.
So you're not real? Do you know what it was like to go to your memorial? I think about you every day. Wherever you've been, please, take me with you. I'm so sorry, Elio. Please, don't leave me.
I don't have much time. I came to say I love you.
Oh yeah? I love you more.
Of course, Dustin. This is goodbye.
Don't go, Elio, please. He's gone. Do you feel the curtains closing? Can you feel it right now? this chapter is closing. It's time for me to go. Don't be sad for me. A new chapter is right around the corner. Find your adventure. Live forever. It's been a real honor, partner. Goodbye.